Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. In Tuscola County, a major investment is heading into mid-Michigan, bringing big changes for a small community. The city of Vassar is set to receive $6 million in federal funding to build a brand new public safety complex, a move officials say could transform emergency response in the area. The announcement came Monday from USDA rural development leaders who say the project reflects a broader push to strengthen law enforcement and first responders in rural communities. The new facility will bring police and fire services under one roof, a shift designed to streamline operations, improve coordination, and cut response times when every second counts. Local leaders are also putting skin in the game, with the city contributing an additional $2 million towards the project. For Vassar, roughly 2,700 residents, this isn't just a new building. It's a long-term investment in safety, preparedness, and peace of mind. Officials say construction of the new modern complex marks a significant step forward in ensuring that even smaller communities have access to the kind of emergency infrastructure typically seen in larger cities. And at approximately 3:45 p.m. today, Sebewing Fire and Owendale Fire were called to the scene of a structure fire believed to be started at the electrical panel at 3330 Lang Road in Sebewing Township, near the intersection of Lang Road and Sebewing Road. Upon Thumb Broadcasting's arrival on scene, there were no visible flames. However, people were working to remove objects from the structure. Windsor Township Fire arrived on the scene at approximately 4:30 p.m. As more information becomes available, we will keep you updated. And a big shift is coming to downtown Bay City, and it could reshape how local business gets done. The Bay Area Chamber of Commerce is packing up and heading to a new home this April, landing at 101 First Street. But this isn't just a change of address. It's a strategic move aimed at bringing key players together under one roof. Joining the chamber in the new space will be Bay Future Inc., the Bay City Downtown Management Board, and the Downtown Development Authority. Four organizations, one shared mission: boost economic growth and sharpen the region's competitive edge. Leaders say the idea is simple: cut down the distance between decision makers and speed up the progress. By working side by side, they expect faster collaboration, tighter communication, and more coordinated efforts to attract investment and support local businesses. Chamber President and CEO Megan Saman calls it a deliberate step to unite the region's economic engine, and downtown officials agree, saying the move opens the door to stronger partnerships and a more vibrant future for Bay City. In short, this isn't just a relocation, it's a realignment designed to put Bay County's business community on a faster track forward. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll get to more local news.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And in Huron County, a dramatic scene unfolded Monday evening around 10:43 p.m. at 8325 Lahala Drive in Port Austin, where a structure fire erupted and quickly intensified, leaving the building fully engulfed in flames. Emergency crews from Port Hope, Kindy, and Port Austin fire departments responded to the blaze as thick smoke and towering flames consumed the structure, drawing attention from nearby residents. Firefighters worked to contain the fire and prevent it from spreading to surrounding properties. At this time, details about the cause of the fire and whether there were any injuries have not been confirmed. And amid Michigan lawmakers turning the spotlight on what he says could be wasted taxpayer dollars, empty office space sitting quietly on the state's books. State Representative Timmy Beeson of Bay City is raising questions after a recent budget hearing, pressing officials to explain just how much office space the state actually needs and how much of it is going unused. Beeson says the issue isn't just about square footage, it's about accountability. He argues that without clear tracking, the state could be paying for buildings and offices that aren't serving any real purpose. And in a time when families are tightening their budgets, he says government should be doing the same. The proposal? Take a hard look at consolidating offices, cutting back on excess space, and finding smarter, more cost-effective ways to operate. As budget talks continue in Lansing, Beeson says one thing is clear. Every dollar counts, and empty rooms shouldn't come with a full price tag. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.